Thank you, sweet Father God and Jesus, for your kind and encouraging words to us. Dear heart dwellers, I came into prayer this morning really longing for a word just for you, something special to calm the waters, so to speak. So I said, Father, would you please speak to me? I know I am but dust and ashes, but I have a responsibility to these precious souls. Is there some word of encouragement that you can offer them? By the way, the reason I approached him was I'm working on a painting of him, and he's been so present through his eyes in this painting. And I just had a very sweet communion with him. So Father God began, my little Claire, you worry so very much about these, my children. Do you not know that I've covered them and set them aside for my purposes? Do you not know that even one lamb that goes astray, or even a ewe and two lambs, that they will not be lost to me? I have provided a way for every last one of them. Many will come and go and feed in other pastures until I call them back here. For I have given you some very special food. Indeed, manna of a sort in the wilderness of this Christian generation. They have fed on manna here, and those who are not yet ready to cross over into the promised land, I love and provide for also. My people, you are in this generation of Christians that faces the most treacherous of lies in your walk with me. And it takes a great deal of courage to break ranks and stand outside the security of the camp. But I tell you this, apostates are running free and will gather many supporters because they are teaching comfort, prosperity, and entertainment instead of worship, long-suffering and sacrifice, and self-denial, as well as every manner of superficial teaching that does not challenge anyone's worldly values. You will lose interest and long for something deeper, just as you did, Claire, when you left that camp behind. Then the truth will contrast the darkness you've been living in. The cross will have a great appeal. Living for me and renouncing the world will lure you deeper because you have exhausted what the worldly church offers and still not found the deeper meaning and joy you sense you should have in following my son. What you are dealing with now is fear. Fear of being wrong, fear of losing your salvation, fear of idolatry, and most of all, fear of breaking ranks. And Claire knows that fear well, for we have done that oh so many times. If you are set in your ways and have found a place that appeals to them and suits your comfort zone, you will not want to break ranks. Unless you are very, very hungry indeed. Others will have to seek me for courage to step into a different world than they have known. There is so very much you, Claire, and others do not know about the faith, but you know the most important and essential thing, love. There is no higher knowledge than that of loving one another with a pure heart and unconditionally. That is what you are teaching here. Rather than struggle with doctrines, it is of foremost importance that love and service are taught and lived out each day. As far as the Virgin Mother of my son goes, some are seeking me with all your hearts and are having encounters with her that prove her mission on earth. Others are being heckled by familiar spirits and are being fed lies which are very difficult to discern and bring with them more lies. Some of you have known my voice so well, you have overcome your fears and are overjoyed to have this gift. Patience is key. I force no one. Rather, I give a gift and wait patiently for you to open it. Some never do, and this pains me greatly. But others who do bring me great consolation. The church is in a very great battle right now. The cross currents of judgment, animosity, criticism, suspicion, and every kind of poison stemming from sectarianism has successfully been absorbed and divided the body. It is evident in certain corrections others take upon themselves to make, when in truth they are the ones lacking in understanding and sound doctrine. Even when I sent my Holy Spirit to revive the church, without an eye to doctrines, he was attacked and derided. How sad! Rather than being the great equipping I meant him to be, Satan used this as another occasion to cause calumny and division. My people, some of you have not yet learned to judge by the fruits. This is why I must have great patience and bring you around another way until you are strong enough to eat solid food. Fear and ignorance are your greatest enemies. Fear paints a grim face on every new-to-you idea, and without seeking truth through the scriptures, pride and blindness control your decisions. I am setting captives free on this channel. I am equipping them with the fullness of the church. I am drawing them into deep intimacy and satisfaction. Yea, even satisfaction in my loving arms. Deep communion and explosive joy in my presence. Continue to do your best, and I will do the rest. I love you, my daughter, and commend you for your faithfulness in leading this flock. My body is filled with those who balk at the thought of teaching truth that will draw criticism and break their popularity with the status quo. Those who follow me unconditionally, however, are the purest and most fragrant salve to my heart. And that was the end of Father's message. Then Jesus began, "Children, you will know them by their fruits. Take your time with the scriptures, examine everything in a new light, and bring it before me in the solid faith that I will clarify it for you. Trust not the opinions of men, for in many cases they are only parroting the opinions and doctrines of their fathers. Seek only truth, no matter what the cost, and do not close the door in my mother's face. I love you all to distraction, and will bless and guide you to the degree you lay down yourself and pick up your cross following me. I long to bring you home, my faithful ones. I truly long to have you with me. I have seen your faithfulness in prayer. I have seen your physical pain, your weaknesses, the way you are derided and accused by others with less faith. And I have seen your patience and kindness in the face of insults. Truly, you are formed in your hearts after my image. The prayers, fasts, and vigils you have endured for guilty politicians not only has had an impact on their place in eternity, it has touched those around them as well. How beautiful is your faith when you live it. You have brought honor to my name by the way you have handled dissenters on this channel. It is what I long to hear from all those who confess my name. Do not grieve for those who reject your best efforts. You and I have planted a seed in their hearts, and in the proper time it will come to fruition. I long to strengthen you in my body and blood. Please make demands upon it in total faith, and you will draw the greatest benefits from it. Be blessed now with an increase in discernment. for I have prayed for you.